Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Grunt, with his bare fucking hands, tears the floorboards up. Underneath, you see it's gory. It is kind of like a half a Hessian sack, and there's an entire human body, but cut up underneath.
Yep.
You deduce that this is a man's body.
Yep.
You see the remains of clothes, and he's wearing a Ebenezer Scrooge-style nightgown.
Adam, is he an old man?
He's an old man. You see one good eye and one pure white eye.
I take out my smartphone. I take a photo of the man's face.
Sure.
I take a photo of the man. I take the nightcap off. Mm-hmm. Can I gauge whether, just by sort of feeling it, if it feels like a real thing or like a cheap knockoff costumey sort of thing?
It feels real. It'll probably be made out of wool and everything. As you're feeling it, you realize it's kind of a little damp, but not from blood. There's something else.
I sniff it. Does it smell like rum?
It smells like freshly turned dirt, which is not what you're looking at down here. It would not have got that from beneath these floorboards.
I lick it. What's it taste like?
Probably tastes like freshly turned dirt, but it's not.
Freshly turned earth, and nothing measures the consistency around here. This man
it's
is
a little
old.
Sticky.
Sticky. Mm. And not from blood.
No. The cap, the clothing, the nightgown sort of thing would probably be quite stained with blood, but the cap itself is largely bloodless. So this, not largely, is bloodless.
Yep.
So this is coming from a second liquid. Which, to be fair, actually, if you're inspecting any other parts of the body, it seems to be a lot of it is coming away with this goo.
Like, what color is it? Is it?
It'd be light green tinge.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost like moss-colored sap.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is most peculiar. You are covered in some kind of green tar, irresistible.
I've got some on my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
What's it smell like? That fresh earth?
Yeah, just fresh earth.
You smell like earth. It doesn't look like dirt or anything like that at all. It
nope.
just smells like fresh earth. And tasting it just tastes like dirt.
Nope. I mean, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
When I said no, I meant yes.
Any of them perplexed by me like licking bits of a dead body?
Grunt probably does, but Evangeline's looking at you with interest.
I'm interesting.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dangerous.
Man, what eyes. I gotta find out if there's anything to do with this. How old are you? Where are you from? Are you 1800s? Do you know who Mayor Quincy is, or are you someone else? Anything else on him at all?
You patting him down. Let me check. I don't.
Or in the hole that he's in?
Oh, in the hole? I don't think so. You, of all of the different bits, it looks like it's very gory, and there's a lot of different bits. Completely untouched by any cuts, whole and intact, is the man's heart.
Brains, at that school of yours, is there a library?
There is, yeah.
The students, they have a study, Edgar Allan Poe.
She stops for a second, looks at you with a very quizzical expression and says, what, you thinking like the telltale heart?
I don't know what I'm thinking yet. Do you have that book in your library?
I imagine it might be. I don't have an exact inventory, but if it's in there, you can have it, or at least borrow it.
I think I might have to come and borrow a book tomorrow. I gotta brush up on how that story is.
Sure thing, lovely. When you come through, just say that you're there to see me. They'll send you on.
Right. This is perplexing me and puzzling me. A man from a place that, a time that he could not be from. This guy covered in goo and his heart intact. Hey, Grunt, you got a knife?
Grunt looks at Evangeline and Evangeline nods. Grunt hands you a knife.
I cut the heart open.
Okay.
Is it unusual? Anything about it weird? Or is it just like a normal heart?
That'd be a weird question. I guess that would be a medicine intelligence check. You're kind of performing an autopsy.
Well, I was hoping, could it be investigation bodies, Adam?
No, unfortunately. That would definitely be a medicine something check.
Are you sure?
It's medicine intelligence. Very definite.
Okay. I'm going to spend some willpower, so which means I've got 1 point of willpower left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remind me the rules for willpower. They come back after I sleep.
It's one a day, or you can indulge in your virtue and vice.
Yeah, okay.
If you indulge in your vice, you get 1 point back. If you use your virtue, you get all of it back. But you have to use your virtue to your detriment.
Adam, I'm so good at doing things to my detriment. If I run out of willpower, I have to immediately indulge my vice. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. It's going to be so dangerous. My vice is arrogant.
You get one success, so good thing you use the willpower.
Great.
And with that one success, as you cut open the heart, you're obviously it's bloody, so it's sticky. But when it comes away, not only do you get that stickiness, but you also get the smell of grave dirt again. And you're like, holy shit, it's around and in the heart as well. It's like the heart has also been coated in it.
Like embalming fluid?
It's not embalming fluid, no. It's definitely not embalming fluid. You know enough to know that you don't know what it is. This is, whatever this is, the substance is, you would describe it as being ontologically problematic.
Adam, Heracles loves that. In fact, Heracles says, I suspect this death and this man are ontologically problematic. All right. I take the heart with me.
Okay. Evangeline makes no comment. Actually, no. If you're picking up the heart, taking it with you, Evangeline reaches into her breast pocket, produces a handkerchief, and hands it to you.
I'm covered in my own blood and his blood and dirt and this green shit. My suit is ruined. Thank you, but I'll be fine. The less I owe this woman, the better, Adam.
She shrugs.
She did save my life, which is massive. Somehow, taking her hanky feels like more, though. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like, it gives her a reason to come over, you know?
Yeah.
That level, yeah.
Yeah, whereas like she's like, I saved your life. You'd be like, yeah, you did. I'll help you do this. But that handkerchief.
Yeah.
That's
a knock on your door later tonight.
I'm making a choice. I didn't choose to have my life saved.
Sure.
I can even say that to her.
Okay.
I wrap the heart up in a jacket. Well, this certainly got interesting. Is there anything else in the room? No, not that I can see.
You could have another look around if you wanted to. Well, you've not had a proper look around, so you could have a look around.
I might now have a look around the rest of the room.
That'd be investigation wits. So 2 for your wits, 3 for your investigation. You don't get the body's bonus anymore.
Yeah, no, correct.
You found the body. One success. You find nothing else in this room at all to do with the investigation. You find a lot of things that could be related to a investigation,
Adam,
but that would be for regular police.
That's for regular police. I am not even special police. Not even police. I'm here for one thing only, and that is this weird heart that I'm going to do experiments with. I'm excited to try and convince the doctor to let me do stuff.
You don't ponder that out loud or anything?
No. That's just internally here. Okay. I know, though, Adam, that if I said to Evangeline, hey, could you convince the doctor to let me examine this heart?
Oh, yeah.
She would say, absolutely. And just one thing for me. So maybe I'll end up doing that, because maybe that would be hopeful that it won't be too bad.
As you're doing that, the guy, the other muscle, the guy in the Hawaiian shirt who looks like he's trying to eat that cigar, comes back in. And Evangeline gives him a meaningful look. He shakes his head and she shrugs. Well, I wasn't expecting us to kill Frankie tonight, but it would have been lovely if we had.
You know, it just occurred to me, Frankie knows where I'm staying.
Yes.
Oh, Adam, I think I'm making a pickle for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so many chickens that I have and not enough roost. And they're all coming.
They're coming home.
Man, we haven't been playing for very long at all. I've been in town for less than a day.
You are so involved in the criminal element of this city.
There's fuck.
There's two wars happening, and you have butt into both of them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out about this man from 1842. What's great is the turf wars are boring.
Yeah.
Heracles is like, oh, cool. The snake was a little bit interesting, and then Sarah was like, nah, it's not a snake, it's bootleggers. And I was like, boring again.
It's good.
All right. Evangeline, Grunt, Muscles.
The other gentleman's name is, his name is Big Easy.
Wow, is he called the Big Easy because he's big and he's also easy?
She looks over at him. He says, I'm easy.
I'll tell you what, I don't like Evangeline, don't trust. Would give Grunt my life for Easy? Grunt and the Big Easy. Evangeline, Grunt, Big Easy. I'm going to head back to the motel and see if I can't percolate on this mystery. But I tell you what, the CDP of Sabineville just got a whole lot more interesting to me. I'll swing by tomorrow to borrow that book.
They're not. Or she nods, I should say.
Oh, and, yeah, thank you for not letting me die, I suppose. Although, I believe maybe I could have mucked her around a little bit, taken one or two of them out.
Sure.
I fought worse.
Coming from anyone else, I wouldn't believe them.
Adam, does she know who I am? Did she go away and immediately research into who I was?
You have no idea. You have no way of knowing that.
Can I try to tell that?
Would you like to roll your one die?
Yeah.
You look at her, she's just smiling at you. She obviously finds you fascinating, but yeah. That's kind of the extent of your understanding.
But between Tom and Adam, she Googled me.
Between Tom and Adam, she didn't know the name of your book because of the waitress.
Where the fuck did she know the name of my book? Oh, I hate this, Adam. I'm in the smallest town with the biggest gangster. Yeah, I'm gonna leave. Do they let me? Do they just let me leave?
Yeah, you can just leave if you want. They've got stuff that they need to do here, so they stay a little longer.
With the heart, that might come back to bite me, but that's okay.
Well, you've got the heart.
Yeah, no, but okay, cool. No, I've got an excuse for if the cops come. Great, fantastic. That'll just get me in a lot of trouble, but that's okay. I walk back to my.
Just call them the cops. You call the humor cops, you get the humor cop problem.
Yeah, takes half an hour to get here, Adam.
And in that time,
you got a problem. I'm going to head back to the motel.
No worries.
I look like shit.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
There is a shower in your room, but that wouldn't be a bath.
No, so, shower will do.
All right.
I've got a change of clothes. Actually, I change my clothes at the Crescent Mills.
Okay.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have. The clothes aren't in my car. I checked into the hotel.
Sure.
I drive back to the motel, Adam.
Okay, no worries.
I pull into the motel. I go up to room 12. I put the heart in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a long shower.
Whether or not Frankie will or will not come back for revenge, certainly he's not doing it tonight. You have an uneventful, unless you want to do something tonight.
I do want to do one thing. So yes. I'm going to have a shower. I'm going to get out of the bed. I'm going to combine all my notes, sit down and percolate on the bits and pieces. What is this grave dirt stuff? I take out the burner phone.
Okay, yeah.
I ring him. I call Josiah.
Bang, 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 bang. Well, if it isn't the old detective. Heracles, how can I help you?
Thank you very much for your gift and humor.
Oh, the man in humor, yeah. What a fun time that would have been. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I missed that.
We can't keep missing each other like this. Josiah's embarrassing.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
It's almost like you're avoiding me.
When you're right.
Say, just picking your brain,
mm-hmm.
Man to psychopath, you got any experience with, I don't know, bodies being in places that they shouldn't be? And I don't mean in the way that you usually do it, you know, in a drawer or cupboard. I mean, smelling like they've come out of the grave, but they're
not in the grave. They are hundreds of miles away from where they're supposed to be and possibly in the wrong decade.
Sounds like you got something big on your hands, Heracles. And the thing you gotta remember is that when you got a big problem, you gotta think big. So, someone's coming from time and space? Well, anything's possible. But, you know, there's a limit to anything. Anyway. A broad question deserves a broad answer, but you got anything specific?
Well, I got the man's heart in the kitchen sink, bathroom sink. It's covered
now
in a...
That is fascinating. An incredible coincidence. Heracles, are you looking at it right now?
Josiah, don't make this weird.
I'm looking at a heart right now, too.
What, is yours also covered in green slime that smells like dirt?
No, but it's in a sink, Heracles. What is that?
What color's the sink?
It's metal. Steel gray, you know?
What color's my sink, Adam?
Steel gray. It's just a classic stainless steel sink.
Okay, we're not looking at the same.
No.
All right, okay.
No.
Yeah, well, it's been nice talking to you.
You're still beating?
Well, someone seems to think it is.
Now that's interesting.
No, that's very interesting. I might need to take a man to a heart.
Heracles, have I helped you?
I hang up.
8 months ago. Donk, donk, donk. Donk, donk, donk. Donk, donk, donk. Donk, donk, donk. The solid thwack of the baseball striking the floor, then the wall, only to bounce back at David, echoes through the rec room. The only other sound is the slow mechanical whine of the reactor at the opposite end of the facility. David flips through a dog-eared novel with one hand, while the other hand throws the ball. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Thunk, thunk, thunk. In the control room, the lights on the console slowly flicker into life, and a new sound joins the baseball in flight. Tank to release. Tank to release. David drops both items and sprints to fumble at the console. Sarah has run him through this drill so many times now that once his hands are in the right position, the rest happens with muscle memory. Tank 2's release valve opens and its contents are vented directly into the reactor. Instantly, the heat in the reactor core rises and David punches in the command to lower the boron carbide rods to cool the reactor. Carefully, David monitors the pressure in Tank 2 and the heat in the reactor. What the hell was that, Lieutenant? Sarah still.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Eleanor Skivvies bursts into the control room like water breaking through a dam, and with enough force to rattle the metal catwalk outside, causing screw 11-K-T7 to groan, not like that, not dissimilar to that, and
what
slip
the fuck,
a little more.
Man? I don't know what's happening, and I am so stressed about it, and it is 8 months before I'm doing anything.
Oblivious to the catwalk and furious with David, she half drags, half throws him from the console. "Sorry, Sarah, I wasn't doing your fucking job," Sarah finishes. "You watch the console at all times. And don't call me Sarah now. First names are for people I like. It's Lieutenant Commander Johnson or Ma'am now." Slowly, the lights on the console die down, and the status indicators for all four tanks return to normal levels.
Adam?
Yes?
What was that woman's name, just real quick?
Her name is Lieutenant Commander Sarah Johnson.
Cool, cool. I have a separate question.
Yeah.
What's the name of the waitress working in the diner?
Sarah.
What's her surname? You? Oh.
You don't know.
Oh.
"Look at this very closely, Lieutenant Miller. Are you looking?" David nods slowly. "Good, because the second you stop treating the tanks below us or the reactor next to us with the utmost respect, they will fucking kill us." Heracles, you wake up.
I really want to make Heracles look Sarah up on Facebook, but here's the thing, Adam.
Yeah?
He wouldn't.
Does he even actually remember her name?
He remembers her name, Sarah, because she seemed really nervous and he told her to come and talk to him.
Okay. Heracles, you wake up feeling super refreshed, like a new man. Your point of lethal damage is gone.
Wonderful.
And you have all of your willpower back.
But that doesn't come back after sleeping.
1 point a day.
Yeah, but I've spent so many.
All of your willpower is back. Can I ask a quick question? And this is going to be shockingly important.
Yes.
Do you sleep in pajamas?
Heracles absolutely does sleep.
Okay.
Heracles sleeps in monogrammed pajamas. They have HM on them.
So you take them off to put your clothes on in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. When you're doing that,
yep,
this morning,
yep,
this is probably among the first things. I mean, I assume, you know, you brush your teeth and stuff like
that. Yeah, I'm getting up. I'm getting ready. I'm writing out, going through in my head what my plan for the day is. While I'm getting ready, I want to check on the heart in the sink.
You no longer have a gunshot wound on your chest.
I stop.
You can feel it. Or I guess you'd be wearing bandages, but you can see that your bandages do not need changing. So you peek underneath and you can tell that it's like you were never shot. There's no wound there.
I go in and is the heart still in the sink?
Yeah, the heart's still in the sink.
Looks exactly the same.
Looks exactly the same. Nothing has changed there.
Investigating the wound, does it look like it has gone away or healed over time?
It's not healing like it would have normally healed on a person.
Okay.
It's like you weren't shot. There is no evidence.
Yeah, so it's not like, for example, I don't know, Adam, more time has passed than should have. It's like the events of the day before didn't occur to me.
It's more like the events of yesterday did not occur.
I want to look at the clothes I wore yesterday.
They're still bloody.
Okay.
There's
okay,
still a hole in your shirt.
All right, no, that's good to know. That's good to know. Well, I guess my hunch was right. This entire situation, census designated place, and all the people therein, present company included, are ontologically problematic. Has anyone come to visit in the no one's around in the morning?
What time do you get up?
I'm up like at a normal time.
So
it's like 8:30. 8:30. Yeah.
All right. Yep. So at 8:30, no one has come to meet you. No. Oh no. Sorry. Well, yes and no. No one's come to meet you, but you do have some messages on your phone.
Wonderful.
They're from Rowdy Wilson.
Yep.
It's two messages. First one is he just got out of surgery, still sleeping. Second message is local PD has arrived with paperwork, asked to see spleen or anything they might have cut out. They're not very impressed.
I text back, sounds like you got your hands full, Rowdy. In the meantime, I've stumbled upon a gunshot that did not exist. More to come.
Okay.
Are you writing that down exactly?
Yeah, so I know how he's going to respond.
Great. Wonderful. Does Rowdy know I have the burner to talk to Josiah?
That's if you told him.
I don't think I did.
All right. Well, he doesn't know then.
Oh, that's going to be bad when he finds out. That's from for another time.
If he finds out.
Well, I know there's a continental breakfast or like a buffet breakfast. I'm going to try to get a green smoothie here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk to the concierge, the guy who runs the hotel.
You go downstairs to the what do you call it?
The, like a breakfast area?
The reception area, yeah. And there would be just past the reception area. You would have spotted it yesterday. Yeah, there's a little breakfasty area. It's a terraced space. It looks quite nice. It gets a beautiful view of the waterfront.
Who's around?
Well, you walk into the reception and you see that there is a man standing at the desk. He is currently in the process of getting a room. The receptionist, empathy wits, that's a single die from memory.
Yes. Is it the same guy as yesterday, the owner, behind the desk?
Well, you don't know that he's the
Jonathan.
Owner. Jonathan, yeah. You don't know he's the owner. All you know is he works here.
Okay, I assumed he was the owner.
Spoilers, he's not. Anyway, you catch the end of a conversation and you're tired. You don't really care.
I'm not tired, Adam. I'm wide awake, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the fact that I got shot and I'm fine.
You're concerned with other things. You miss the interaction that these two men have just had. The man, he grabs the keys from the desk and he has two briefcases. He picks both briefcases up. Like a man would take in the 1960s would take to work,
yep.
A briefcase. He turns and walks straight past you. He glances at you very briefly, but if you do nothing, he doesn't engage you.
Double packed.
He stops and just looks at you.
I said double packed. It's a joke because you're carrying two suitcases.
There's no expression on his face. He just looks at you.
Are you all right, friend?
With a dead-eyed stare, he says and does nothing.
Good morning.
He continues to, almost as if he's staring through you.
I like move around.
He tracks you.
Is there like a pen on the desk?
Yeah, over at the reception desk. Sure. Yeah, would be attached to a chain.
Oh.
Jonathan, is this man?
You look over at Jonathan, and when you do that, the man with the two briefcases takes that as his cue to leave. He continues for the door.
I want to, also as he's leaving, I'm talking to Jonathan, I want to watch this man, and I want to see what room he goes to.
As soon as you look away from him, the man walks out that door. Jonathan, from behind the reception desk,
gentleman there, he wanted a room, I assumed.
Did he not speak to you either?
Jonathan waits till the door is closed, and he's pretty confident the man can't hear him. And then he says,
I like that I have a rapport with Jonathan.
Man, he just come down in here and he walked up to the desk and then stood there like like a statue.
So he didn't say a word, like with me just now.
Yeah, like with you just now. I asked him if he wanted a room after a minute, maybe, and then the man nodded his head and I gave him the keys to a room and told him how much. He gave me cash.
What was his name?
Didn't catch it.
No, I guess you did not. What a bizarre man.
I got the distinct impression that if I did not supply this man with a room, he would hurt me.
Oh, really? What made you think that?
Something about the way he stares at me.
Maybe we should keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't do anything strange.
Sure.
I'll keep my ear to the ground. What room is he staying in?
He's staying in room 16. I assume he wanted it.
I'm near there. I'm room 8.
I assume he wanted room 16.
Why do you assume?
It was the first pair of keys he took. I gave him a few pairs.
Gave him the option. Well.
Gave him the spiel, you know.
Room
number
10
gives you green.
Green or blue, yes. It's a great spiel, Jonathan. I appreciate it very much. You got down to fine art. I have two requests for you. Actually, I have an update for you.
Uh-huh.
I learned a bit more about our serpent.
Oh, really?
So apparently, Sarah, what's her name down at the Adana?
Oh, Sarah Johnson?
Why, you son of a bitch! I hate you so much, because you know what this is, Adam? You know what this is especially rude?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you were giving me information that Heracles can't have. I'm privy to secrets myself.
What's that old quote? Suspense is when the audience knows, but the character doesn't.
Sarah the Blue Plate, she was telling me that apparently the original version of the serpent story came out of the bootleggers.
I did not know that myself.
So yeah, apparently, and I recount the tale, the bootleggers, what they would do is they'd lie and tell stories that they'd seen red serpent eyes, when really it was the boats of the bootleggers sneaking away from the lawmen during Prohibition time.
Well, how about that?
I generally find that all kinds of folklore things are couched in truth, you know. So in this instance, a monster turns out to be a boat. And in some instances, a monster turns out to be three monsters. You know, a bit like that. Anyway, I have two requests to make of you. One is I would love some breakfast.
Let me get that for you now. He hands you a menu.
Any smoothies, Adam?
Yes, there is on this one, there is options for smoothies. None of them are green smoothies.
Nope.
There'd be banana, maybe a strawberry. Actually, banana, strawberry, and a chocolate peanut butter smoothie. Sounds more like a milkshake to you, though.
It does. With these smoothies, if I had a request, could you put some green things in one, whip it up for me?
Oh, well, you'd like a juice?
Like a juice, exactly.
Sure.
But with the consistency of the smoothie, so chuck a bit of ice cream in there, or milk, or whatever it is there. And I'm going to let you know a little secret. I don't know how they make a smoothie.
I think a milk or an ice cream might be in order for that. Yeah, we can do that. They had you. So there is you. The menu is broken down into three sections: hot breakfast options, continental breakfast options, and beverages.
So what are the beverages?
Beverages.
Is there
are,
a juice that I could combine a juice smoothie
juice, yeah.
to they make a green option?
Orange, apple, and grapefruit.
Okay.
Then obviously assorted soft drinks. They have tea and coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a juice smoothie. I'm going to try to see if I can get a green smoothie out of this place.
All right.
And then I will have just some, do they do French toast, Adam?
The hot menu has scrambled eggs and toast, breakfast burrito, pancakes, French toast, omelette, breakfast sandwich.
Adam, I'm getting the French toast. You know I love French toast.
Absolutely. All right. You get the French toast and you want a green smoothie.
Yes.
I will send that off to the kitchen and I'll have them bring it out to you in just a moment. Anything else you want, Mr. Heracles?
No, but I'm going to be doing some errands, research things around town.
Certainly.
I've given my business card out to a few people, said if they want to stop by and help collaborate stories and things for my research project, to come by the hotel. I'm going to give you my phone number. You let me know if anyone comes by, take a message, that kind of thing. But I'll try to stop back in a bit later.
All right. Well, just letting you know that this sort of activity feels more like a personal assistant than a receptionist. It does just fall beyond my purview, and as such,
I give him $200 cash.
Thank you very much, he says.
I'm not a fool, Jonathan. I can see good help when I see it.
Absolutely.
And if anyone comes, you don't need to forward anything. I'll just let them know I'll be back later.
All right. So you want me to give them your number or let them know that you'll be back later?
Heck, why not both? I say thank you to Jonathan, and I head into the breakfast area. Anyone else having breakfast in here, Adam? Anyone else from the retreat here, the lodge?
Miss Sinclair from Bismarck Energy and Dominic Wolf are sitting at one of the tables here having
Is Dominic
breakfast.
Wolf the security guard?
Oh, sorry.
Because I did not get his name.
Sorry, Beefcake? Yeah, as I think I described him previously, as muscles poured into a suit. Yeah, he's there. You smell him before you see him.
Once again, cologne.
That reeking of cheap cologne just permeates this area.
I told you, son, you should try some of that Tom Ford. It'd really accentuate your physique.
I grab a chair and I go over and I join them. There's no one else in there but us, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's just you. You're right. Gonna go, all right, cool. she wanted to eat alone.
Adam.
Oh my God, no. You grab a chair, you pull it up next to her, and you shockingly got a success on this. You see Miss Sinclair looks very upset at this development. You get the distinct impression she wanted to be alone and, well, alone with her bodyguard, but you get the distinct impression that you're interrupting something. And you see, as you pull up, she has an envelope, like a little package in front of her that she quickly tucks into the breast pocket of her suit. And then she also has a newspaper or something that was on top of a newspaper. She folds the newspaper so that it is concealed.
Is there an interesting headline on the newspaper, Adam?
No, you'd be seeing the sports section, half of the sports section.
Well, who won?
I don't follow the sports, Mr. Heracles.
But it's open on the sports pages.
Oh, it is. Sorry, I was done reading it.
May I borrow for breakfast?
No.
She looks like she intentionally said that so that you'd say that so that she could say that.
Damn.
Mr. Melville, correct? Heracles Melville?
That is my name.
I don't mean to be rude, but yes. Me, myself and Mr. Wolf here, we were looking to...
Mr. Wolf. Well, I didn't get to catch your name last time. You were too busy doing a lot of staring and a lot of smelling.
I was looking to have a meal in private, if that's all right.
Well, you picked a really bad place to do it. This is a very large public hotel. I thought you could use the company and maybe get a little update onto some of the comings and goings of this here town. I've been a very busy man, Miss Sinclair. So how about this? I'll tell you something that I know, and in return, you tell me something that I'd like to know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.